Visibility, no longer enough as Forkite's bets on AI execution. For more than a decade, much of the supply chain technology sector has competed on WMT, bullet question WMT, CFO to analysts WMT, eyes on tariff RFUNDS WMT, HEADWNDS UPS, beating risk-free BUTFDX, MULTI billion CONTRACT WMT, hammered in pre-market TRAD WMT, trading update on the WIWTC, roller COASD ARCANIN, restructuring road OPERATONSMARSK, high TIDHLAG, consolidating SDRONGHOLDSIM, deal UPDATZIM, trading update out AMZN, drone delivery GROWTHLOW, trading update out. WMT, bullet question WMT, CFO to analysts WMT, eyes on tariff REFUNDS WMT, HEADWNDS UPS, beating risk-free BUTFDX, MULTI billion CONTRACT WMT, hammered in pre-market TRAD WMT, trading update on the WIWTC, roller COASD ARCANIN, restructuring road OPERATONSMARSK, high TIDHLAG, consolidating SDRONGHOLDSIM, deal UPDATZIM, trading update out AMZN, drone delivery GROWTHLOW, trading update out. For as long as ocean freight has existed, teams have asked the same question: which number do I trust? It's the wrong question. Every shipment carries at least two arrival estimates. The carrier's ETA, the official schedule teams plan around. And increasingly, a predictive signal like CVantage's predicted time of arrival, PTA, built from a vessel's live position, speed, historical routing pattern, and congestion data. For years, the instinct has been to treat these as rivals, to pick a side and act on it. The smartest ocean freight teams have stopped doing that. They've stopped asking which number is right and started watching the distance between them. That distance is the real signal. Not ADA, not PTA, the gap. Why the old question work? Carrier ETAs are official for a reason. They're the trusted baseline that operations teams, customers, and partners plan around, and carrier reliability keeps improving industry-wide as lines compete on service quality. But an ETA is a point-in-time estimate, set at a moment and revised on a schedule, not continuously. A predictive signal like PTA is the opposite. Built from live AIS position, vessel speed, port congestion, and historical lane behavior, updating near real time. These aren't competing measurements of the same thing. They're two different kinds of information. Asking which one is right is like asking whether a weather forecast or a live radar feed is more accurate. They answer different questions. The forecast tells you the plan. The radar tells you what's actually happening right now. What matters is whether they still agree. What the gap actually tells a team. When ETA and PTA are close together, that alignment is itself useful information. The official schedule and the real-time signal agree, and the current plan holds. Trucking, warehouse slots, and customer notifications can proceed as scheduled. When they start to diverge, that's the moment to act, before the carrier's official update catches up. A PTA trending later than the ETA is an early warning of a possible delay, days ahead of the moment a carrier revises its own schedule. An ETA that keeps getting pushed back is a sign that operating uncertainty is increasing, and it may be time to shift to more conservative planning. A PTA that swings significantly, especially on longer legs or during mid-voyage disruption, is a volatile signal, one to treat as an early flag rather than a confirmed time. None of this requires picking a winner between the two numbers. It requires watching the space between them and reacting to how that space changes. Where this matters most, the legs carriers update least often. A single voyage isn't one estimate for one journey. It's several legs, departure from the port of loading, one or more transshipment calls, and the final approach to the discharge port. CVantage's Cargo Insight platform tracks ETA and PTA independently at every one of these legs because the gap doesn't behave the same way at each stage. See a real leg-by-leg example. How to read CVantage's PTA and AMP, carrier ETA. Transshipment calls are where this matters most. They're also where official schedule updates tend to lag furthest behind reality, because a delay at a transshipment port often doesn't show up in a carrier system until it has already happened. a gap that opens at a transshipment leg, days before the connecting vessel departs, is the earliest possible warning a team will get that a booked connection is at risk. This is the practical value of watching the gap rather than a single number. It turns a schedule that updates periodically into a signal that updates continuously, without asking anyone to distrust the schedule itself. Proof in the field, not just in theory. This is not a theoretical exercise. Seavantage's Cargo Insight platform is built specifically to track PTA and ETA side by side, and the results speak through the people using it daily. Hyundai Glovis, a long-standing Seavantage customer, described the shift plainly. Working with Seavantage allowed us to access multiple carrier data on one platform, as well as predicted visibility, meaning we are able to inform our customers in advance of unforeseen delays and disruptions of their shipment. That's the gap doing its job, surfacing a disruption before it becomes a customer complaint. Independent reviewers describe the same pattern. On Gartner Peer Insights, where Seavantage's Ocean Visibility platform holds a 5 overall rating, one reviewer, a manager at a global transportation firm with more than $30 billion in revenue, singled out the platform's value for making decisions in some special issues, such as alternating routes or sheltering. Decisions that depend on catching a diverging signal early, not after the fact. Another reviewer, an operations manager, called it the most accurate and supportable tool for ocean business, pointing to real-time vessel and port data as central to daily risk planning, precisely the kind of planning that a widening gap is meant to trigger. A new habit for Ocean Freight TEAMS. None of this asks a team to abandon the carrier's ETA. It remains the official word, the number every contract and customer conversation is built around. What changes is what a team does with the time between now and that ETA. Instead of waiting for an official update to confirm what's already happening on the water, teams that watch the gap get the chance to act on it first, whether that means holding a truck booking, adjusting a warehouse slot, or getting ahead of a customer notification. The question was never which number to trust. It was always how early a team could see trouble coming. The gap answers that question, leg by leg, for every shipment on the water. Seavantage's Cargo Insight platform tracks ETA and PTA side by side, at every leg of every voyage, on a self-serve dashboard, or through a full API integration. Ocean freight teams can start a free trial or book a demo to see the gap on their own shipments. This article was sponsored by Seavantage. For uninterrupted access, sign in or sign up to the Daily News, Premium, or the Lodestar Enterprise Plan. Comment on this article.